Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara on Samach Beis Amud Aleph. Two lines from the top. Our learning is once again sponsored the Ula Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama Shadav and Aliyah, where the words of Ihachi. We're actually going to, based on the Gra, we're actually going to really not start from Ihachi, because it's really a new statement that the Gemara was talking about before, the idea of what you're going to do with the Pasuk of Ish Ish, and then the Gemara really is not following that. So the Ihachi is a little problematic, because Ihachi sounds like if you're saying that previous question, which is Chora, it's not. So the Gra on the side, it takes it out, he points out that's Leisa Barashi. Those are also, we're going to start with just the Hemshech. So the Gemara is discussing, going back to what we had on yesterday's Daf and Shabbos, is that the Braisa was discussing a case of that when it comes to a goy, that he's not allowed to make his a neder of erechin, but they can be ne'erach. They're allowed to be the subject. You can use them and say that a value of this goy, I'm going to donate to the Beis HaMikdash, and the halacha is that it does count. So now the Gemara asks, Ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha be'erechin lamali. Why do I need this lashon of ish? To teach me this halacha that the goyim can be a ne'erach, that they're allowed to be, their value is allowed to be donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Ish is telling you that a goy is allowed to be ne'erach. So the Gemara says, why do I need that? Michti, why? Because he'etz kish erechin l'darim. Let's analyze this. Look at the case that when it comes to erechin, they're similar to the halacha of nedarim in general. And when it comes to nedarim, the Amar Kra, the pasuk tells us, ish kiyafli neder be'erkecha, that a person is going to make a clear utterance of his mouth with a neder, and we learn from over there that ish kiyafli neder is telling us that batane gam nedarim ish, that the Torah uses the lashon of a man matamalar ish ish and says a man twice to have a reboy. Why say ish? Ish, my basis gentleman agar, ish, not the pasuk, sorry, ish, it says ish twice in reference to Nadarim. So the pasuk tells you that in order to teach you that l'rabos is out to tell you that a goy is included in the halachas of Nadarim. Shehenodrin, Nadarim, Nadavos, Ki Yisrael. That the halacha is that they're allowed to bring a korban, certain korbanos, they're allowed to bring a korbanos in two forms of a nedava. Right, neder versus nedava is you obligate yourself to bring a korban. That's the classic example of chatzah gavra, is that if it gets lost, there's an afkamim between neder and nedava, but b'etzem they're allowed to bring a korban, which kol kulo is on the mizbeach, and they're not allowed to eat it, they're not allowed to partake in that, but that is, there is a halacha of nedarim that a goy is allowed to bring as a korban. So we learn from there, so that in the context of neder, they're included. So ish kiyafli b'erechin lamali. So then, why do I need it with regards to erechin? Because erechin in general is a type of neder, and if we already learn that they're allowed to make this nedava a neder with regards to the bringing of korban, so they should also be included in general nedarim, which would include the halacha of them being ne'erach. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela hai ish mi bayi leila tuya mufla samach leish." So the Gemara is answering that in a chanami, really, you're right that in order for a goy to be nerach is correct. You don't need to know it from this halacha. Rather, we're telling you that we're including the halachas of mufla samach leish, that a person who is 12, turning 13, right? More, for every halacha in the Torah, kimat, a boy who's under the age of bar mitzvah is not really nechshav to be an adult, for in terms of to be motz anything, to be chayv and mitzvah. So all the halachas of the adulthood only apply when he is actually bar mitzvah. We have a drasha of ish twice to tell you to memorabe that even if he understands things with regards to halacha of nedarim, then he is counted and he is allowed to make a neder. Someone is allowed to make. He's also be nerach with the. He's able to make a neder. And it not been for the ishish, I would have known that this is halacha that it would be the case. It's telling you that when it comes to the halacha of nedarim, that it works. And same too, they can make an erechin as well. They can make a valuation and it would be counted. So the Gemara says, "Halnechlamad damar muflas hamachleish daraisa." So there's a machlokas in the Gemara in Nida about this, whether or not this halacha is a person below the age of bar mitzvah is counted in a level of daraisa or not. So if you hold it as a drasha darei, so it's great that this is the source for the drasha of ish telling you a boy right below the age of bar mitzvah from 12 on is able to make nedarim and not to make erechin as well. El amant amar darabanan, but according to the one who says it's only a din darabanan, so then lachora ish kiafli lamal, you're not going to have a gzeras akasiv teaching me a din darabanan. That's the aleph base of gzeras akasiv. Gzeras akasiv only teaches me what is the lacha dareisa. So therefore, what is this pasuk teaching me? So therefore, the word says atuye mufla samach leish to obed kochavim. As the Rush fleshes out, that it's not talking about Bnei Yisrael, because that when it comes to a yid, So eventually he's going to be coming to the Isra Daraisa of Lo Yachel Devaro. Lo Yachel Devaro is teaching there's an Isra Daraisa to violate your neder. So that only applies to a Yid. That only applies to a Jew. When it comes to a goy is never subject to halacha of lo yachal devaro, because that pasuk is only tolling to Klal Yisrael. So when we're talking about ish, so that comes out is that it's talking about a 12-year-old goy is able to allow to make a neder, and that neder is chal for the 12-year-old, which is a fascinating thing. It's like one of these trivia questions that you could have. Now, when is it more chamar for a goy than it is to be a Jew? Like so, here we have this. This is like one of those fun questions you could ask that a katan who's a goy. Well, here, according to this man Damar, he's more chumra than a katan who's a Jew, because on the level of Dorei, so we're assuming that because he eventually is going to really be chayav in Adarim, right now it's not mitam chinuch, so it's only Darabanan for a Jew. For a goy, though, when he's 12 and he's never subject to lacha lecha dvaro, it could be even ish, he's going to be rama goy to tell you he's even a level of Dorei, to tell you that the goy is going to be chayav in his Nadarim, and his Nadarim are going to count. That's a fascinating trivia. It reminds me of another one, is that when do you have a food that a goy is not allowed to eat and a Jew is allowed to eat? So I don't know if there's more than one of this, but I remember hearing this this trivia question once upon a time. So when do you have that? It's a similar question, like one of these, like, you know, I'll find only one case in all of Shas, is if you have an animal, which is a ben pakua, you shechted the animal, inside of it is another animal, which is alive. So halacha is, we view it as shechted, because the uber yachirmo, we assume that the animal, even if it's alive right now, a little animal inside the other stomach of the other animal is alive for a Jew. But for a goy, that's going to be Avram and a Chai, and it's going to be usher for him to eat it. Chayv Misa, for, right? For the Zion Mitzvahs Beninach, the Chayv Misa and all of them. So that would be one of those trivia that a Jew is allowed to eat something, and a goy is not allowed to eat something. Okay, so the Gemara says, Hani Chalama and Amar. So now this, I understand that this idea of when it comes to Erechim, we learn, B'nei Yisrael Ne'erachim, V'nei Ovdei Kachayim Ne'erachim, that we learn from Dabar B'nei Yisrael, with regards to the Parsha of Erechin, we learn out that it's only talking about B'nei Yisrael can be valued to the subject of a value when it comes to the donation of that amount to the Beis HaMikdash, as opposed to a goy who is not. Yachal lo yumarichin, I would have thought it's possible they can't even declare what was called an Erech, Talmud Lomar, Ish, to tell you, Shapir, that the Ish is telling you that a goy's Nadarim are valid for this purpose. So that a goy can make a Erechin. He's allowed to Arachin, right? Rav Shechter's pronounced it with the comments, but I'm assuming he's always right. Rav Shechter's always right. Meduyak on everything, but on the levels of Dikduk especially, he has like a Mesichta, he always says, and Arachin, there's different things. He always says differently than the classic Yeshiva Shavuot, and I would imagine that he's definitely right. And anyway, so to talk of it, he always says Mesichta's Arachin. So over here, so anyway, so the halacha over here is that a goy is allowed to make it, so then Ish, I understand, is coming to teach me that a goy is able to do that. So then, and then it's telling you that a goy is allowed to make an arachin. El man da amar b'nei so ma'arichin ve'in of the gachavim arichin. But when it comes to the man da amar that says that the goy is able, b'nei so ma'arichin ve'in of the gachavim arichin, they're not allowed to make an arachin. Yochel lo yun arachin, and they couldn't be, I can't even do the value. I mean, I'm walking by a goy, say that value is, I'm taking that value of the goy and donating it to Beis HaMikdash. Reuven says that. So the halacha is, tamalomar ish, the halacha of ish is telling you that it's not is able to be the subject of an erechin. I feel like tinak ben chodesh ber eruchehu. Tinak ben chodesh ber eruchehu. That even a month old baby is allowed to be the subject of an erechin. So meaning this shita is kiafli lamali. The shita of Rabbi Meir that a goy is allowed to be the subject of an erechin, but cannot declare to be himself. So it doesn't make any sense to say they're going to have a special riboy to tell you that about a katan. Because with regards to being the coming to Erechin, right, that when it comes to even a month year old is, it has a value, and certainly someone is older than that. So then why would you have this pasuk being meravet something which I know already a month old already? From then on, he can start counting as Erechin. So says the Gemara, Amar Ravada Barava Latuya Ovet Kochavim Gadol. This is coming to include an Ovet Kochavim who is a Gadol, so that it meaning to exclude him from making Erechin. And once a Jew reaches right when he's a Gadol, his Nadarim are going to be valid, as opposed to a goy, that when it comes to Ish, is telling you that they're not going to be binding, when it comes to a goy, is to teach you that they're not going to be binding, even if he doesn't understand what exactly his Nadarim are about. That's what we're saying over here. So the Gemara Da'afagav, the Gadol, Eino Yodeh Lahaflos, even if he's a Gadol, he doesn't know how to clearly make a clear utterance, which is a Me'akeh for making a Neder. So that's lachora what's going on over here. But the question obviously is then, we have Bnei Yisrael is telling you that it's coming to lafukia of dekachavim, both if they know or if they don't know. So why then do I need Ish to tell me that a goy who doesn't know anything is not included? But what do you mean? We just said that a goy is not included from Bnei Yisrael. So lachora, so the Rishonim bothered by this, the Rush, Tosos, they all discuss this. The Rush says over here that had it not been for Ish, if I have not learned from Ish, we would have understood that Bnei Yisrael is excluding only the goyim who don't know anything in terms of when it comes to nedarim. When it comes to the nedarim of goyim who do know things, they would have been valid. That's what I would have thought. Now that we have the lashon of ish, so one of them is telling me it's excluding a goy who doesn't know anything, and the second one is, and basically no goy is able to make erchin as well. That's what's going to come out from this extra ribuy. So the Gemara says ela kiyafli, the lashon of kiyafli. Why do I need that lashon over here? We know that there's a hekesh between nedarim and nezirus. We have many parallel halachas. Nedarim and nezirus are back to back because they have many parallels. It's a type of neder. So why do I need kiafli? Why do I need kiafli in reference to nezirus? So we have to repeat it by nezirus, since whatever I learn by nedarim, it's going to be by nezirus. So that also we could have asked it by ish, which appears in both of them. The Gemara wanted to start with, okay, the lashon of kiafli, which is going to be extra in both of them, even for women, maybe, let's say, fine. So the Gemara says, latuya yadayim shenu mechicho. So that extra riboy is telling me that if we've discussed yadayim shenu mechicho at length in Adarim, that if you have something which isn't, it's a partial declaration, and it's not clear, so then, right, if a person says, Reuven says, hareini nazir, that's clear. So then we have something which is also a yad, is going to affect the nazirus. So that would be, if you have also what's called a partial declaration, that's understood as nazirus. If the partial declaration is not clear, but you could understand as one way, then it would be something which is also going to be effective. So the Gemara says that that's included in nazirus. The Itmar Yadayim Shena Mechichos, Abaye Amar Hav Yadayim. Abaye says they are Yadayim, and Rava Amar Lo Hav Yadayim. Rava says they're not Yadayim. So the Gemara now says, so this is a big shaila in the Girsa. L'chora, the Girsa that we have is problematic over here because it says La Abaye Nicha. Really shouldn't be La Abaye, it should be La Rava Nicha. Rava, I understand. El Abaye Ma'ik Lameimar. Meaning that, clearly the way we have it is Rava is telling us that it's understood. If you tell you Yadayim Shena Mechichos, so then we understand it. So if you hold that Yadayim Shena Mechichos doesn't work, so then I understand that. So what are we going to say over here? Ela kiaflim bayle l'charabit harfon. Rather, so the drush is teaching me for the halacha of Rabbi Tarfon when talking about nezirus al tnai. We had this in Daf Lamed Beis. What did the Gemara tell us? Kiafli mi bayilach Rabbi Tarfon, the son of Yehuda Amir Meshem Rabbi Tarfon, that ain echad mehem nazir, lefi shelo nitno nezirus el alafla. We had that case where Reuven says, I'm a nazir if this guy is Shimon. And then his friend Levi says, if it's not Shimon, I'm going to be a nazir. And the other guy says, if both of you are wrong, and the other says, right, well, that whole mishnah we had over there, so the halacha according to Rabbi Tarfon is telling me that none of them are a nazir, even the one whose condition is fulfilled, because this was not a clear utterance mentioned at the time where they made the nazirus. And that's the halacha that we're learning from the extra riboy, and that's why it's good. The Gemara says, but that only works for Rabbi Tarfon. The Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, what exactly are we going to, meaning Rabbi Tarfon is fine. Is he able to use that riboy to teach me this very halacha? But what is everyone else who argues Rabbi Tarfon going to say? Ela mibayi lecha detanya. We learn it for another halacha in the Braisa. Hetu nedarim porchim avravin lemashi sonchu. The halacha of the fact that you can remove a neder through either a yachid mumcha or through a basin of three regular hedyotos, regular people who are allowed to do hataras nedarim. There is no clear source in the Torah for that, says the Gemara. Right? It's halacha l'moshe m'sina. We don't really have a clear source in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Lezer says, Amar yeshav moshe samchu, the pasuk. Shenemar ish kiafli, shtei pamim. Why is it? It says ish kiafli, shtei pamim. Sorry, it says it's setting, he's mentioning this clear utterance two different times. Why the lashon of kiafli, that he's saying something clearly, mentioned two different times in the pasuk? One of them is clearly superfluous and extra. So why do I have this extra thing? Alecha la'afla le'isra ve'echad, because one of them is teaching me a case where I'm mentioning it leheter, meaning to make myself to make myself make the neder, and one of them I have to clearly delineate what my neder was in front of the beis din in order that they should be able to uproot it. They have to know very clearly the condition of everything that was going on. So therefore, the Gemara says, you're right. That's the case of what's going on over here. Very good. Okay, let's turn on to Samech Beis on Beis, the next Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Chomer Mavadim Benashin, there's a greater Chumrah with regards to the Naziris of slaves than that of women. Shumesh Nidra Ishta, we know that a man is able to remove his wife's nether by doing Afara of her nether. Ve'enu Mefer Nidra Abda. But we don't have a halacha. Yes, you're allowed to say you don't want him to do it, but you're not allowed to be made for them. Hefer Leishta, if a person revokes it, Hefer Le'olamis, and it's permanently removed. That's the shiloh, though. We had this in the Dharma. It might not be so clear, but okay. So here we're assuming that it is. Hey, for the Avdo, if he does remove it for his slave, Yatzalachir is Mashlam Israel. It's not that it's completely removed. It just tells him, I want you to keep it. So then if the slave ever gets freed, we're going to see about running away in the end of the daf. So then the lacha would be that he has to keep his Naziris because it's not permanently removed. So it says in Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Lama Rabo Kofel Naziris. So with regards to what halacha is the rabbo, the person who's his master, forced him to violate his neder with regards to nazirus. Avalol nedarim v'la'erchin. However, not regards to neder or erchin. Halacha with those things is that you're not able to remove it. If he makes a neder, he's able to. It's going to be binding, and he's not able to override it. So so when it comes to erchin, that's a big question. He doesn't have any money. There's a halacha called mashe kana eved kana rabbo. That what if I give something to an Eved Kanani we're talking about. Eved Kanani is a partial yid, right? He goes Mila Tvila, and he has to keep the mitzvahs los ase and mitzvahs ase she'enas man gram, like a woman. That's the shaila. Is he a machlokas in a Rishonim? Is he a yid with just the limitations? The Torah tells you this is like classic like Brisker Lumbus. Is it like a yid with limitations, or is he a goy that the Torah told you for whatever reason to keep it, let him keep certain mitzvahs? So it could be that I think the Reb Chaim is famous. That he thinks it's based on the Nemuki Yosef. I think there's two deyas. When the goy, when you free the slave, he has to do another tefillah. He does bris milah when you make him your Eved Kanani. So that bris milah that you give him, that's the shaila. If it's is it machlokas, I think the Nemuki Yosef has two deyas. Maybe it was Raman, right? But I think it's around in the Nemuki Yosef that there is if it's a machlokas whether that tefillah is daraisa or darabanan. If you send the tefillah is daraisa, so then he was a goy. Who had the limitations. The Torah told you that you should keep certain mitzvahs for whatever reason. Xeris HaKosov, if you had those mitzvahs. But if you assume that to him, toveling is only a din derabanan, that means he really was a yid beforehand, and he was just, we just add l'raf chalim milsa, we give him another tevila in the mikvah. So if that's the case, then really, he is a Jew with limitations to not keep him that way. So here, when it comes to his status, though, the halacha is if you give him a present or anything like that, he's the property of the owner. So whatever I give him a ton of $100, so the halacha is that his money goes straight to the owner. So how could we say that the halacha of Erechin exists, that he's donating money to the Beis Hamikdash? He doesn't have any money. The money's always going to be his master's. So the Rishonim brought by that. The Mefarsh over here already says that maybe we can make the assumption that the Gemara is talking about a case where I give him something, al tanai, she'ein l'rabba reshuspa, which is a shayla if that works, so many others know that it does, that I'm allowed to give him property or money or whatever it is, al manas, I make a condition that I'm not giving it to his master to take over. I'm giving it directly for the Eved. In that case, he's allowed to use that money and make it as Erechin, and the master is not able to protest such a din. So the Gemara says, Ma'is Nagabe Nazir. Why is Nazir, though, different than Nadarim? Why is Nadarim able to work in his arm and Nazirus is not? So the Gemara says, the Amar Rachmana le'esr Yisrael Nasho. It says that he should be able to be Isr something on his nefesh, on his soul. Only with somebody who has his own soul. As opposed to an Eved who is his own soul is Ki'ilu, it's not his, it's that of his master's, and that's why. So when it comes to Nadarim, so then also we know that when it comes to Nadarim, that Lisr Nasho also applies, it's a type of Neder, so we should, Halacha should apply to Nadarim as well, that it shouldn't be Chal. So says the Gemara Amar Rav Sheshes, Hacha Mayaskinan, Kigon Shaya Eshkol Shanovi Munach Lafanov. He had a cluster of grapes in front of him. When it comes to neder, if he answers himself from this cluster of grapes, he's not answering himself to other clusters of grapes. You specify you're not having those. So the master is unable to override this halacha because this particular cluster of grapes, it's a chefta. We said that's a classic difference between darim and shavuos. It's on this cluster of grapes. So who cares if he can't have it? What's the problem? He's not going to be weakened by not having these grapes. Give him another set of grapes to eat, other food to eat. However, when it comes to naziros, to chimitzer bahai, he's forbidden to have all grapes. And then that's he has a vineyard and he wants him to, drink his wine and to be able to stay strong and to eat his grapes. So then obviously that's something that the master does not want him. So therefore, he can force him to not keep his nazirus, because it is something which is all-consuming and much greater effect. So that's why the Gemara is assuming more of a practical halacha, that that's why the master has rishus over him. But maybe, what do you mean? That's a very big ukimta. Maybe the only thing that the guy had to feed him was this cluster of grapes, and he asked them on himself. And now the guy is going to be weak and not be able to perform a proper job for his master. So says the Gemara, she's going to become weak. So why is the master not able to be to override this halacha and tell him that he has to eat these grapes? So again, we're asked back to the same to square one. Why is there a difference between nedarim and nazirus? So says the Gemara, Elam Rava Kigon Shaychartzon Munach Lafana. We're talking about a case where you had the grape seeds in front of him. Gabe nedarim b'hai hu demitzar. He's only answered from these particular grape seeds. Lamatze kaifele, he can't force him. Gabe nazir itzer nami bachrin matze kaifele. He can't have the grape seeds around him. So the Gemara says, but Gabe nedar milas kin de lake alai chartz. I don't know what the Gemara's having it was there, but the Gemara asks the same exact question. Maybe this is the only grape seeds you have in front of him, and he's going to be weak if he doesn't eat them. So why can't you override the halacha here and make him eat it? If he doesn't have these, he's going to become weak. And that, we're assuming that the master does have control over this halacha to force him to have it. So why does the master, why is he able to override this halacha? The nazirus, because nazirus is something which is binding, but you have the right to protest it and make him keep it. And not keep it, rather. But in tzarch l'kavsel and darim, and in tzarch l'kavsel l'shvuah, does not need to override it, since these things are not effective at all. Meaning that you don't even need it because he's not in his own rishus to make another my time up, because the pasuk says lahara o lahetiv. The pasuk says specifically doing good or doing bad. No rush, right? Oh nefesh ki shesav levata besoyim lahara lahetiv lecholish levata mishvua. This is talking about taking a shvua for to do something good or bad. Like ochal locha, locha is called rara because you're forcing yourself not to eat. You make a shvua. Reuven makes a shvua not to eat. So that's lahara lahetiv. Ma tava rishus, just as doing something good, it's within my capacity to eat or not to eat. I have my own decision. I'm in my own rishus, so that's why I have the right to make a shvua. Afara rishus, so too with regards to doing bad and to not eat, is in my authority. Yatza lahara lahirim, shenar rishus biyadav. But when it comes to shavua, I don't have the right to, as an example, to make a shvua. Reuven doesn't have the right to make a shvua to injure someone, because you're not a bailus over the other person. So here also, you don't have the right to make a shvua which is going to weaken you when your status is that you need to be working for somebody else. So therefore, the whole pasuk about that you have the right to have your own nafsha k'nuyelo is telling you that when it comes to nedarim and shvua, then it comes to an eved, he's not on the parsha b'chlal, says Abaye. He's not on the parsha b'chlal because he is not subject to the halacha of being in his own bailus, because the moment that he makes a shvua, then it could affect negatively his owner, and his owner doesn't want him to be able to do this. That's what we're saying right now. So says the Gemara that therefore, that's the understanding, and really, he is not in his own rishus b'chlal. Fine. Now the next Mishnah tells us if you have avar b'shigenei panav, the slave runs away from the master. Rabbi Meir says, lo yishter, Rabbi Yossi amar yishter. Rabbi Yossi says he's allowed to drink wine. So, meaning, if he ran away, is he not in his rishus anymore? So the Gemara suggests, what is the gatka's machlokas? He ran away from the master. Maybe they're arguing this machlokas in Maseches Gittin with regards to what Shmuel told us. The Amar Shmuel, hamafker avdo yatzel l'chero. So someone declares his slave ownerless. So then the slave goes out and he is freed. He does not need a get shechor. Normally, you, in order for a slave to be ownerless, you have to give him a get shechor. You have to write him a shtar, a document saying you are hereby free. And right, once you put it in his hand, then he became gito ve shechruo bain ke'echad, the Gemara says, and he becomes free. So the shiloh of here, when he runs away, so if the master gives up hope and he is miyayish on him, so does he actually formally have to write him a get shechor or not in order for him to be free? So the Gemara is saying that Shmuel tells us he does not need one. I believe it's Mahlok isn't getting over there. And the Gemara talks about this length, but we'll get to it too. We have Sota then again. So then, ain't tzarich get shechor. Rabbi Meir isle le Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi le isle de Shmuel. Rabbi Meir agrees with Shmuel, and therefore Rabbi Meir is telling us that the slave is a free person, and that's why when he's a free person, he has to keep his nazirus. That's why Rabbi Meir is saying that halacha. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Shmuel, and he says that even if you're miyayish, he's not automatically free. Since he's not free, he is not bound by his nazirus at all, and he can keep drinking wine. That's the Yisrael Machlokos over here. And the Gemara says, no, we don't want to make the Tanaim argue over Shmuel, so therefore we say, it's possible they all accept Shmuel, that when there is a Yeush, the slave is in fact free, and you do not need to get Shechor. Elamand Amar Yishta, but according to Rabbi Yossi, says you're allowed to drink, he's going to hold, Savar Sosof Me'ader The master really wasn't meyash in this case. He thinks that the slave is going to come back to him. So therefore, what is the master thinking? He'd rather him drink wine right now because he wants him to not be weakened. If he's not able to drink any wine, he's going to be a weakened state when he comes back to him. Apparently the wine was good for him. I don't know. He's assuming that the wine would be good. And therefore, he wants him to drink wine while this is going on, while he ran away. So, and therefore, when he comes back, he will be stronger. So the Gemara says, but according to Meir, says he should keep his nazirus. No, we dafka want him to have discomfort. So he comes back sooner. So meaning he's agreeing that the case has not been miyayish, and therefore everybody agrees that he's really the owner right now. He's going and basically machlokas is how do we assume he's going to get back quicker? According to Biosi, want him to drink wine so that when he comes back he'll be stronger. Rameh says want him to be mitzayir, not drink any wine, not have any wine or grape products or whatever, because we want to assume they want him to be mitzayir in order that he should come back quicker back to the master. Okay, Be'ez Hashem will pick up with the top of Samach Kimmel, Nazir Shagilach, the next mishnah of Ezra Hashem in tomorrow's stuff.